bug. Catch it and put it outside.
That's not a bug, Don. It's a spider.
Another bug.
That's not a bug either. It's an ant.
Okay. I realized that a spider is technically an arachnid, not an insect, but I know an ant is an insect.
Yes, it is, but it's not a bug. The true bugs are a suborder of insects within the order Hemiptera. True bugs are distinguished from other insects by the structure of their mouth parts and the way they feed. True bugs are unable to chew. Their mouth parts are designed for sucking up their meals. Their mouth parts include a tube called a rostrum, often called a beak. The rostrum is equipped with tiny needle-like structures for piercing, called stylets. Connected to the rostrum is a pump and muscles with which to operate the pump. The pump enables true bugs to inject salivary secretions into their food and then to suck the food through their rostrum.
So what do they eat?
Most true bugs feed on plant sap. They access a plant sap from a variety of sources, including the stems, roots, leaves, fruit, and seeds of plants. A lot of true bugs are pests because they feed on human crops.
Like stink bugs, for example. I know they're pests to various fruits such as tomatoes and peaches. Are they true bugs?
Indeed, as are bed bugs and water striders.
Wait a minute. Bed bugs don't eat plants. They feed on blood, don't they?
They sure do. Not all true bugs are herbivores. Some, like bed bugs, feed on animals. Other true bugs feed on fellow insects.
Good. Better they feed on other insects than on me.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.